With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, you've been married for a couple of years, and one day you get a letter from your husband, wife, I guess husband, starting, dearest wife, as you know, I am and have always been a massive Blizzard fanboy, and as such, I frequently play a game known as World of Warcraft, we say WoW for short, which brings me to the reason for this letter. On August 13th, 2018, at 6 p.m. local time, the new expansion, Battle for Azeroth, BFA for short, will be released. Due to this release, there will be a few things that you might notice during and after the launch of this event. I will outline these with some helpful information and assurances to you. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly.
Already, so there's a list of assurances and, hold on, what did he call them? Helpful information and assurances.
This sounds like something an advertising person wrote.
Do you think so?
It feels like a marketing.
Well, point. It is riddled with typos and poor punctuation and run-on sentences.
Interesting. So okay. A very smart advertising person.
So this...
yeah, possibly. I'm not saying that my company reps wasn't. I'm just saying.
Right.
No, well, I have no insight.
Okay, so it comes from
WoW thing, first of all. When he says WoW, we call it WoW for short. Already, I don't like that he's being patronizing there.
Well, yeah, how is she married to him and doesn't know? I mean, I understand the Blizzard fanboy part, but like, she knows about World of Warcraft.
Right. So like this preamble part seems a little bit unnecessary.
Also, for him to say I'm a Blizzard fanboy is interesting.
You think that's a specific, you think there's...
Well, like, I guess if I were like, I love like Bethesda or something, or like...
I mean, the Blizzard does have fans of like all of their products.
Of just Blizzard
stuff. Yeah, people that are like Diablo, StarCraft, WoW, Hearthstone. Like, there are those people that are like, the games I play are all
Blizzard games.
Blizzard games.
Well, and isn't there Blizzard Con or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Overwatch, also, another one.
Yeah,
huge.
Another huge
okay,
one.
Okay, so this guy's always playing video games, because there's a lot of Blizzard games.
He's a Blizzard fanboy.
He's a fanboy.
And there are a lot of Blizzard games. So
has always been and will always
be. Dearest wife, if I'm dearest wife, I'm a little... I'm already not in a great frame of mind for these assurances. So let's see if they help.
Okay. Also, just there should be noted that this comes from the World of Warcraft Reddit.
Okay.
And I saw it passed around on social media a couple days ago. People being like, what? So I thought we should talk about it.
No, it's totally topical.
Okay. So number one, I still love you. I still love you. Just because I'm spending a lot of time in the computer room does not mean I'm watching porn or looking for a new wife. In all honesty, I'm leveling up a digital death knight in hopes that I can kill Sylvan Windrunners one day.
Okay.
Okay.
Two things. One, so glad he still loves her.
Great.
Two, is this letter from the past? Because
yeah,
who calls it the computer room anymore?
I feel like some people might.
They don't call it the office? Like,
I think a man who feels the need to write this letter has a room that is dedicated
and
just
it's not
to computer
gaming room or like, I just feel like computer room feels back when we all shared a PC.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Which
yeah,
we don't.
We all grew up having a computer room.
Yes, I had a computer room.
We had a computer room. So it was next to the laundry room.
Yeah.
So like, it might have been also the laundry room, now that I think about it, when I was a kid.
Yeah, you would fold laundry in there while you played Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know what you
did. And you would call it the laundry room, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I just, it just feels, okay, so he calls it the computer room. I guess maybe he calls it the computer room because he does not seem that proud of his gaming.
No, it does seem like something that he is hiding in a special location.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering what is the... Okay. Why the distrust when he's like, I'm in there. I'm not looking for a new wife. Like, should I be worried that you're looking for a new
wife?
Like,
normally, I think if I was married to someone who went into the computer room
and never
mentioned to me that World of Warcraft WoW was short for it, mm-hmm. I would be like, okay, you are keeping big parts of your life from me.
That's
you having
true.
Secret affairs? I think probably most affairs of men over 35 start
are
in
online.
A computer room.
I mean, most relationships, right?
Yeah, I meant the computer room specifically.
I
computer
see.
Room, yeah, for
but
sure.
Yes, online. I think you're right. Most of them are online too. But I'm just saying, I feel like the computer room is where you like get that first little thrill of flirting
sure,
with a stranger.
A little cam action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he meets someone else on WoW?
He probably has. Is that one of the numbers? What's number two?
No. Okay. Number two is you might hear some harsh words coming from the computer room. So he's insistent on this language of computer room. You have not lived through a WoW expansion launch to understand what hell is. But trust me, I say it's an emotional roller coaster.
How old is she? Why is he saying that she's... Not
was she,
like
never,
she didn't
I think because she's
it?
Not a gamer. Kelly, if you're not a gamer,
not a
you can't understand.
You can't understand why I'm calling 13-year-olds the F word. You can't understand.
You can't. And it's probably both F words.
Yeah.
This guy sucks.
It's probably like FF.
Yes.
Yeah.
Effing F.
Yeah,
probably.
F-A-F.
If I had to guess.
I like both versions of effing F.
Number three. And this is where I hard turn on this
Uh-oh.
Guy.
Wait, hold
on. You like
where
him a lot or you don't
no.
like him?
To this point, I'm like, your life is sad and
okay.
I think it sucks.
Okay, you have empathy.
I have empathy and I'm like, this is coming from a sad place.
Yes.
And here is where I'm like, you're a dick.
Okay.
dinner on launch night.
Nope.
Will be.
Nope. No.
Pizza and Coke. I will pick up both
Easy for
items.
Her. Oh, he's picking them up.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hold on. If you would like me to. But you will win a back rub if you are the one to retrieve these items.
Okay, here's the gross thing.
Yeah.
So he's like, wait, but it's launch night. He can't rub her back.
Yeah.
He has things to do.
He's busy.
He's not
so
going to be
I don't understand.
Her back.
This, here's
he's
my
gonna
issue.
A coupon.
He's going to oh
Good
my God.
For a back rub.
A back rub.
Good for one back rub.
You're right. You're right.
Okay,
I was
going to
say, I think he's an idiot that doesn't understand logic.
Because because it is easier to order a pizza. Just order
the pizza.
Just order the pizza.
Here's
it's delivered to your door.
I wonder if maybe he lives in a place in which they don't deliver, like a campsite.
Well, he just needs to find one of those Domino's hotspots and they'll deliver to that.
True, that's true. He needs to set up.
Okay, Domino's hotspots. What are we doing?
Wait, so what is a Domino's hotspot? You go and you can play games there?
No. No, you can like order a pizza to an outdoor location.
But only a select few. Why Domino's? This is a half measure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you were the first person to do on-demand anywhere delivery
If
to
I can
a phone,
drop a pin
yes,
and you deliver to that pin, that's what you need to do.
That's a game changer, Domino's. But this idea of, in addition to every residence that ever existed.
It's for safety. Because they don't want...
Oh, that's true.
Okay, yeah. Well then
so I'll be lured out into
I'll
the desert.
I'll pay an extra $5, have two delivery drivers.
Oh, sure. They can account for each other.
And honestly, make it only credit cards, and you can charge me a fee of $50 if I don't show up.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
or who cares if you don't show up? You just, like...
But the thing is that they're worried about is, like what happened to that guy that got the bomb strapped to him and had got forced to
but
rob a bank.
But can't that happen to... That could happen if we ordered pizza here, Kelly.
Yeah, I know. I think it's that, like, they don't want to send them into a weird remote location. I was knowing about this specifically because I had these friends that took a bike trip up the California coast.
Uh-huh.
And they were like really hungry by the time they got to like the Malibu forest.
Yeah.
And they tried to order a pizza and they're like, fuck, no, we're not sending this guy out there. And then they were like, ah, oh, cool. Do we eat beans? How do we live?
Okay, but I think...
That's not on Domino's, though. You gotta plan ahead.
And we have the capabilities Lyft. With Lyft can pick you up anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. So that is true.
I feel like whatever
but Lyft we know is- that Lyft and Uber... do not care about the safety of their drivers.
That is a great point.
They do not care.
Okay. All right, Domino's, loosen up. Stop caring so much about safety, and I would praise your foresight. Yeah. But right now, it's half measure. Okay.
Number four.
Also, you can buy soda in advance.
Yeah.
I recognize the pizza is a night of situation.
Oh, yeah. You can, and it's probably better to buy in advance. It's cheaper.
Yeah. And you get a better deal. You get more pizza. So, more like, selection. This idea of, like, I'll get the pizza and get the pizza. Dude, just get your own Coke.
He doesn't have time either for either of those options.
No.
He doesn't have time to get the pizza, and he doesn't have
time for the
run-up.
It's starting at 6 o'clock.
And pizza is a delivery food.
I know.
Okay.
And also just the dinner on launch night will be pizza and Coke.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Come on. Okay, number four. You are more than welcome to be present in the room with me as we have a large couch inside the room. I can even pull a TV, an Apple TV, or any other console into said room for your viewing/playing pleasure. However, if I do not answer you when you speak to me right away, I'm probably watching a cutscene or staring at a server queue to let me in faster. Either way, refer to statement number one, which, if you recall, is I still love you. I'm not looking at pornography.
I think that's honestly, am I softening to him?
Well, here's my issue.
Yeah.
Is the, like, when he's like, you're more than welcome to be in the room with me, like, my gut reaction is like, why would I think I can't be in a room of
in
my own
house? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think this comes from you, like, being an open to other people person. Because there are definitely times where I'm working on something or I'm doing something where I don't want other people in the room. Mm. Like, if I'm working, I don't, like, you. I'm not going to physically block other people from coming in the room.
Yeah.
But they're not more than welcome all the time.
I guess the thing is, like, mine is based off of an assumption that like the other person's not going to be harassing
me. Yes.
Yeah. If I like it's fine if you can be like just quiet and like we can both be like together alone time. Great.
Yeah, I love together alone time.
But like if the person's going to be like, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you?"
And
I just
God,
be like, "Do you
that?
Want something?"
Yeah.
I'm playing a game. I mean, it's there are two more points here and they're both like equally gross whatever, but there is something about that like launch day hype of something that and you know, especially with like an online game like that where you're like you're gonna sink a lot of time into it and probably a lot up front, like you have a partner who understands that stuff already.
Yeah,
you don't need some weird letter.
I think that's the thing, and I think the weird like explaininess of the letter is kind of shitty, because like I can imagine, like, okay, if I were with Micah the day that Dragon Age Inquisition came out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A game in which I spent 2 hours on character design alone.
Right.
And then realized
necessary.
My mouth and eyes were way too big once it started and had to do it again.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, I can't look at this fucking monstrosity for hours and hours. Where it's like, you know, you kind of have to be like, look, this game that I really care about is coming out this day. And it would be really cool if, like, I could just spend that whole day just like going ham on this game.
Yeah.
And I feel like a respectful partner, if you are not like ignoring them other times for games, is like, oh yeah, cool. I have other shit I can do myself.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's weird about this one to me is that there's no like effort to like try to get her like interested or involved in it either. That like
he also assumes that she has no interests of her own.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like, I don't give a shit about being around your thing. I'm going to, like, you know, do whatever. I'm going to
watch a football game.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the restaurant. I don't know.
Yeah. He's weirdly, like, dictatorial about, like, here's how you may spend your time while I am gaming.
Yeah. 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 And also, he just seems annoying to be around. Like,
I mean, I know that there was some, like, I think, Patrick, you didn't like the dictating of the pizza.
Mm.
Pizza's always a good idea. You don't have to get me
dinner
pizza.
Dinner on launch night will be pizza and Coke.
That's annoying. I think all
because you can't make other people eat pizza. But if you're saying you want to order a pizza and there's gonna be pizza in the house, cool.
Yeah. I think the weird like specification about who orders the pizza and then the introduction of the back rub thing is
he's practicing. I think his World of Warcraft language.
Sure.
I think he probably acts like a normal guy, and this is his one place where he gets like.
Where he can, like, command a squadron.
Yes, exactly. He doesn't have that in his normal life. Usually he's like, honey, what do you want for dinner? Honey, let's snuggle and watch what you want on Apple TV.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm asserting myself, and I'm going to go. I think he's going overboard asserting himself. But yeah, in general, if you, I remember when the Harry Potter books came out.
Yeah.
I went and got, meeting at midnight, and I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
You can sit next to me and also read it, but we're not going to talk during that time. If you want to have, like, dinner, I will eat dinner while I'm reading the book.
Right, right.
It's not,
and it'll happen. And we can't talk between reading sessions because
unless
we will
I'm ahead of you. Because I'm a monster. I mean, I read I would just read them straight from midnight, like all the way till morning.
The second I got them, I would start reading.
Yeah.
And like, even if I were like dozing, like the second I woke up, I was reading. Like, it was just, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
so we all have these things, right? These things that, like, we want to be able to throw our lives into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes to the expense of, like, spending time with our partners. But, like, you just gotta... maybe the fact that the letter exists at all and that it's not just a conversation. Like, what are you doing with this letter? Are you posting it on the fridge?
That's
are
the
you
thing. And
mailing
it's also,
it to her?
It's also, like, when people, like, weirdly formalize things that could just be a conversation. And then you're like, wait, why are you...
Why is this happening like
why
this?
Why is this happening? And also, like... Like, it's like when someone's like, we need to talk. And you're like, what about?
No.
And they're like, so, I think we should change laundry. Like, detergent.
I don't like that this soap is kind of making me scratch sometimes.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, we didn't have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally just be like, let's buy a different brand.
Or even, honestly, you could buy the
just
other
buy
brand.
Buy a different brand, and I wouldn't care.
Yeah. It's like roommate rules.
Yes.
It's like, if you've written down rules,
that's too much.
Lost.
Yeah.
Move out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always a red flag when someone's like a long list of rules.
Right. Or post-it notes on the fridge that are just like, do your dishes or, you know, like, let's talk to each other instead of passive aggressive notes. And I'm not saying that this letter is passive aggressive.
No, it's just
but I think if you get behind the letter, it's sad.
Yes.
Because he should be able to say, hey, babe, this thing, WoW's coming out. And she's like, wow, I can't believe it's already this time of year. Because she's known about it. Because she loves him. And she pays attention to his stuff.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, I'm going to pick up some pizza. Like, you know, do you want to, like, help me make a character?
Yeah.
Is that what you do in that game?
I mean, he's probably...
I don't play WoW.
Neither do I.
He's probably got a character he's already playing.
She's like, oh,
you
my God, what is Kilgore going to do?
Yeah.
This girl I know, was... like working on this one character for a long time and then was like, ugh, WoW's too much, and sold her character for like $5,000.
That's amazing.
Well, because it's all the time that you've put into like leveling up this character and getting all of their loot and stuff that like, it's worth however many hundreds of hours you put into it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's amazing. All right. So,
well,
what's up, Kelly?
I was trying to think of like a way.
I gave us a really good one.
Did you? I missed it.
Wait, what was it?
Well,
let's rewind the tape.
So like when I would get those Harry Potter books.
Oh, right.
I would start reading them at night and I'd read them all the way till the morning.
Well,
when
what about
breakfast is served? We're recording early today.
Yeah, we are.
Which is probably
so
why
early,
Colin's not here.
So early that Colin could not make it. It's pre-Colin times.
Yeah.
And so we thought, what about breakfast?
Because we all had a little brekkie together.
We had a little brekkie rack together.
Thanks, Sam's on Sunset.
Yeah. Ryan hooked it up big time with some Delosh Bhagwans.
Ooh.
For those of you who don't know, that's delicious bagels. But yeah, we wanted to talk about breakfast ships.
So I've got one.
Let's hear it.
But I'm coming at it kind of sideways.
Love it.
Because the breakfast ship, the breakfast part of this ship, is the Pancake Lady. The story of the Pancake Lady is there is a woman in a village who makes the best pancakes, just the best pancakes in the world.
Okay.
And every single one is epic, right? And then a traveler comes to town and he's like, I'd like to try one of these amazing pancakes. And then she makes pancakes, serves it to him, and he eats it. And he goes, yeah, that's okay. That's a pretty good pancake.
Neg.
Was it the best pancake I've ever had? Eh, it was good. And she's like, all right, hold on. I'm going to make you another pancake. And then you try and tell me that's not the best fucking pancake you've ever had. She makes another pancake. And again, he's like, yeah, I mean, it's good. I don't know what to tell you. It's not blowing my mind. This continues day after day. And then one day he's like, hey, just so you know, that first pancake that you served me changed my life. I loved it more than anything. And all I want is for you to keep making me pancakes. And she's like, that's it. She normally is just a one pancake girl. You get one of her delicious pancakes and that's it. But because he like lied to her, let her on, whatever. So this story.
Wait. I feel like I've got to the end of the story. What is she at the end? What does she say? She says, wow, you cheated me out of a bunch of pancakes. Or is she like, I'll keep making you pancakes?
No, she doesn't keep making him pancakes. She's cheated by the end of this, basically.
So you ship it.
So I ship it. No, this story is told by Casey Klein to Henry Pollard in Party Down.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering, I was like, is this from like folklore of your people?
Or like Adventure Time or something? Does this make sense?
Okay.
It's a story that Casey tells to Henry after they hooked up for the first time.
Yeah.
And you know, cause he was like, yeah, it was a pretty fun time. And, and she's like, just so you know, I'm not the pancake lady.
Yeah.
Like you can't trick me into more, but I think their whole relationship is about them teaching each other to give a shit. Mm-hmm. And like Henry kind of learns that the wrong way at first, like gives a shit about like work.
Yeah.
And then like through their shit together, like he does decide to like care about himself and like his career and like, you know, her dreams as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I like them together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that is that, do people like those characters together?
I like the arc that they have through, but I don't like, I wouldn't read a fanfic of them being married at age 50 with three kids.
I feel exactly the same.
Yeah. That we like the journey of the relationship, but we don't want them to be together.
I don't
want
to spend any more time with them than I have to, too.
Like, yeah, I like watching
in on that's interesting.
I would check in on either of them in a Party Down sequel. I mean, it would be sad because they'd be working at Party Down.
Right.
But like, I think I would check in on either of them. Like, I liked the characters, but it wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't like, oh, you know, it's no like.
Sure.
Ben and Leslie, Jim and Pam.
Sure.
Jim and Pam got dark, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, the beginnings of it. Though. Yeah.
It wasn't like.
Or it's also, I'm not like, oh, I need to see them. You know, in other iterations, like maybe in an AU or like, you know, I never had.
Oh my God, an AU Party Down would be, because it's already the ultimate AU.
I know.
Where could you even take it? High school?
High school Party Down?
High school Party Down? Ew.
Guys, don't do it.
I don't want to read that.
I like Henry a lot.
Yeah, I like their relationship. Like, I like how independent they seem to be of each other. Mm-hmm. And like still have like complementary interests and like a sense of humor that works together and just like, I don't know, that sort of like suffering through what they're suffering together. I don't know. That's really meaningful to me. Maybe when they're no longer suffering in that same way, it doesn't make sense. Like the relationship doesn't make sense.
Well, then I think they're almost like two real people for me to be that invested in their ship.
Wow, that is... What does that mean?
Oh, that's a dark.
That is dark. I don't think we can ship real people.
Ryan, do you have a breakfast
show? I didn't have one, but then I thought, here's one that I don't think I've talked about that eventually you guys are going to have to listen to me talk about anyway.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring up The Breakfast Club.
Go.
So when I was younger, I thought Claire and Bender were so hot together. Now I see he's just mean.
He's kind of a mean guy, but there is something drawing.
There's
him.
Something like there sexy is. About him, but you really don't want, like, I don't want them to be together.
No, I want them to have a toss.
I want them to have a toss and her to probably break his heart.
Yeah.
Is there something that makes him more attractive with a broken heart?
I think he'd be more attractive. And also I think he needs to like figure his stuff out. He needs to get out of town. Like, I don't know if it's join the army. He wouldn't like the army. He needs to just go.
He needs to Jack Kerouac across the U.S.
He won't get into college, but he needs to just get out of town. And I don't know where he goes and what he does, but he needs to not be with his dad anymore.
Yeah.
He needs to get away from all those influences and hanging and being with somebody. Because even when she, Claire, likes him, or even like at the end, there's still this like condescension. Like she still thinks she's better than him.
Yeah.
When she like represents what the town likes.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, a roll in the hay for both of them. He leaves the next morning and they never see each other again, but think of each other fairly fondly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair to ship. Like, yeah. Not all ships need to be like riding off into the sunset together, right?
But my real ship in that movie is, I can't remember Emilio Estevez's name.
Oh, the sporty guy.
Yeah. So, okay, we can just talk about
Spice. Guy.
So it's the sporty jock spice. And the basket case.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love
the
them.
Scene. And it's so shallow, but I still like, because I was thinking about it, do I still like it or have I like tried to mature past this? I have not. The scene where Claire gives the princess gives the basket case a makeover. And essentially, it's just a hairband and some blush.
Yeah, it's like less eyeshadow.
So Ally Sheedy's hair is so in her face in that movie. They're really trying to cover up that she has a perfectly symmetrical face. Like, they're trying to not make it look cute.
Yeah.
But they put a hairband on her and put blush on. And she first sees the jock again. And he's like, whoa, dude. And he's like, what happened to your... And he does this gesture. And I can, like, play it in my mind like a gift.
Yeah.
Because it's so cute. But he, like, takes his hand.
I do like how frequently you've been closing your eyes.
I know, as you are
remembering this, projecting it on your eyelids.
He holds his hand, like, in front of his face. And he kind of, like, gestures at his cheeks. And he's like, what happened? And then she gets all embarrassed. And she's like, what? Claire did it. And he's like, no, I like it. And they just have, like, this moment where she, like, feels pretty in a way that she never does.
Yeah.
And he is seeing her. It's just very sweet. So that I still ship. And I think they could date through
they
prom.
They could totally date.
Yeah, at least through prom.
At least through prom.
You know, I prefer her goth look, to be honest.
Her goth look is better, but she's not happier with the goth
She's
look.
Not happier, she's and it's not 80s pretty.
It is not 80s pretty.
Gotta get 80s pretty.
You gotta get 80s pretty.
She's not... I'm all for a confident goth.
Yeah, love it.
But if your black eyeliner is there because you are afraid that people are going to see what you really look like,
that's
troubling. Just same with Claire. She's got a facade going.
Mm-hmm.
But like this was like basket case, washed her face and put on a headband.
Yeah.
It worked.
And whoa, she's beautiful.
She's very pretty.
She is very pretty.
And whatever she's comfortable with, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she wants to find like a happy medium where she's still got like goth elements.
She's mall
goth. Did you guys identify mm-hmm. with any of the club? When you watched it?
I've never seen Breakfast Club all the way through.
I thought that may be true.
You've only seen
the trailer.
I have seen the trailer. I've seen parts of it on like TBS all the time for always.
I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It like makes you feel, I mean, it's nostalgia. It's like, it just makes you feel like safe and.
Yeah. Well, and it hits a very specific feeling, like the safety of suburban rebellion, I think too, is very well handled because you do feel like you're against the man. But, like, all their parents come pick them up afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they're all... I mean, yeah, their parents are bad sometimes.
Like, and they're going back to school the next day.
Yeah, exactly. They're at a nice high school.
Right.
There's no... Like, none of them are going to get shot. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Or go hungry or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I, like, thought... I don't... I've maybe partly Basket Case.
Yeah.
And then partly the nerd... what's his name?
Anthony Michael Hall. Brian is his character.
Yeah.
Name.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wish I was the pretty girl, but like,
yeah, I was not the pretty girl. I guess I was sort of like the jock guy.
Yeah, you're sporty.
But like inside, I was pretty basket Casey.
Mm. So mix of those
two. Yeah.
We all have a little bit of the basket case.
Why else would I be doing this?
I know.
Why else are we doing this?
Like, why else are we like
podcasting and like trying to get ourselves out there?
Yeah.
It's because we feel bad about ourselves.
Because we're crazy enough to believe that, like,
because all I think I need is a headband and some
that's
plush.
Right.
Just like wash your face, put your hair in a headband, and put some like light gloss
on your
lips.
That's what this podcast
I'm
is.
I'm hearing the note. Thank you.
And a little, just like the tiniest bit of like bluish eyeshadow. Just so minor.
Just
so minor. Not enough. Not a ton.
Right. Just like.
I think the nerd, right?
I don't know, but he was also like in bands and stuff in high school.
You were?
We're talking about Patrick now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So, Kelly was pointed at you.
I know, but that doesn't come across on the microphone.
I bet you had some.
I certainly had some basket case.
Yeah, I think you had some basket case, and I bet that people.
I think some of the pretty girl.
I think some of princess.
I think some of princess, and I think
I'm going to count that as a win.
Yeah, no, she's. I mean, fine. She's very rich. That's not her fault. She can put on lip gloss without her hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And then a tiny bit of the nerd, like minor, like sprinkle.
Yeah, like you didn't start any clubs, like the astronomy club.
No, I did not start any clubs like the.
Did
astronomy
you try
club.
To shoot? What did he try to shoot himself? He brought a flare gun.
Yeah, he brought a flare gun to school because he couldn't fix his shop project. There's a scene where everyone says like their sad thing. Basket Case's sad thing. Oh, is that there is no sad thing. She just wanted to hang out with people.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
That is sad.
Well, and that her parents ignore her.
Yes, but everyone ignores her.
Everyone does, yeah.
And then Jock Boy taped a nerd's butt cheeks together. And he was a very hairy nerd.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
I was like, so you've removed the tape when you need to poop.
No.
I don't know what the...
Ouchie. Painfully.
Yeah, okay.
And then the quiet nerd guy is like, I brought a gun to school because I ruined my... project, and everyone was like, really? And he's like, and then didn't they say like what kind of gun?
And he's like, it was a flare gun. And then everyone laughs at him.
Everyone's like, what,
you're gonna shoot yourself with a flare gun?
I guess
he
it
was gonna
work.
Shoot himself. I mean,
that
it would
was
hurt.
This is a pre-school shooting times. It was definitely a suicidal, at least that's how I always read it.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna kill himself only.
And then Bender like was smoking and skipping class and doing he's horrible. He breaks all the rules,
but he has a very tough, like, you know, his dad burned cigarettes out on his arm and shit.
Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks.
Kelly, do you have a breakfast ship?
Yeah. Okay, mine involves the sexual awakening of a young Kelly Nugent. And this is...
Oh, for breakfast?
For breakfast. No, it's a breakfast scene from a movie where I was like, oh my God. In which the movie Casper...
Okay.
There's a breakfast scene in that movie where, like, the you know how, like, the dad has that, or isn't there, like, Casper's family has, like, that breakfast contraption, and they're making breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Casper squeezes the oranges with his little ghost hands.
Yeah.
Right.
But my
and
section,
he, like, filters out the pulp.
Yeah, with his ghost hands. But, so I always thought that scene was really, really cool. So this is a little bit of a cheat to be like, oh, this is a breakfast ship. But my ship is Casper and Christina Ricci's character.
Yeah.
And my sexual awakening was when he turns into a real boy. And I was like, oh!
That, can I keep you?
Yeah, like that, yes, can I keep you? That like bulbous-headed little ghost boy turns into a hottie.
Yeah, Devin saw it, man. He was a piece.
Yeah. I was so shocked at the transformation. And I'm also a sucker for before and after pics.
Yeah.
So this
yeah,
is
yeah.
like,
this is all the things.
This is like I'd Property see, Brothers.
I'd love to see a commercial that's like before, you know, whatever prescription medication, Casper. After Devin Sawa.
Yeah, I would take that pill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good pill.
Yeah.
Do they like make sense together once Casper's a real boy? Or
he goes back to being a
ghost.
He goes back to being a ghost.
So it's not forever.
It's not forever. They kiss, then he goes back to being a ghost. Not because they kiss, but that these are just things that happen.
The kiss killed him. Yeah, I get it.
And then, but they still live together and they're still best friends. But she's probably gonna bring other guys back to the house.
I know.
Oh, and he's
gonna be so annoying.
That is a fic I will read.
He's gonna be skulking.
Well, here's the thing. He's gonna be forever that age, right?
Yeah, he's forever.
Yeah, but he's now sort of had a little bit of a puberty because of her.
Yeah.
But only a little bit of a puberty.
Enough that he wants to kiss a girl.
She's going
to
go through like a full-blown puberty.
Yeah, but it's just always going to be really sad. Like the movie, and I feel like you might have liked it.
What? What movie? That was such a sneer on your face. What movie?
I hate this movie so
much. What is it? Tell me.
It's called Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, yeah, I did not like that movie. I did not like that movie.
The one with Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, I thought I liked it as a kid, but yeah. At any revisiting of any part of it, I've hated. So.
Yeah,
he's like beyond the worst.
He's
gross,
disgusting.
He's unpleasant. Like I can't with Drop Dead Fred. Yeah. So I'm sorry for accusing you of liking it. Because other people did like it. I just always was like, oh, this is not for me.
No, I remember like thinking I would like it just based off of like maybe a preview or something.
The thing is, it almost like in the abstract seems like it could be Beetlejuice-esque.
But it's not.
But it is not. It is not imaginative. It's not fun. There's no charisma anywhere on that screen.
No, poor Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates is great. Like, why has this happened to her?
I don't know.
Do you think it's because she married Kevin Kline? He sucked out all her charisma? Because he's still got it.
I was going to say, you think he has her charisma now?
That they married each other.
They married each other like back in the 80s. And I think they have like a bunch of grown children. I think they're still together. I think they've been together for like
what?
30 years.
Wow. Then I ship it.
He's like her portrait of Dorian Gray.
I think so.
Oh my God.
Except of charm. Because he's still charming.
He's charming.
He's kicking around.
Oh yeah. Charming. And he's like, he's doing tons of voice work. He's great.
He's great.
Oh, poor thing. Why don't I feel bad for her?
But you know what? Sometimes this happens. Ups and downs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.